A new survey has found that more than half of all Pasifika and Māori South Auckland voters who were asked oppose the End of Life Choice Act referendum and believe that the legalisation of recreational cannabis will have a negative impact on the community. South Auckland voters were surveyed in the My Truth Movement General Election 2020 survey designed by the Cause Collective, a social change organisation focused on the well-being of Pacific peoples and South Auckland communities. Purpose of the survey? To understand the influences and preferences of South Auckland voters for the New Zealand general election 2020, including the two referendums. Rachel Enosa, Chief Executive of the Causes Collective, joins us now for more. Mālosi for, and thank you so much for your time this morning, Rachel.
Good morning, and a big good morning to all of your listeners too.
Firstly, results of the survey on the referendums. Talk to us more on that, please.
Sure. So what we wanted to do was really find out what the preferences and the influences were of our South Auckland voters and look at how we can amplify their voice more as part of the build up to election 2020. And so we particularly looked at our Pacific voters, our young people and South Aucklanders in general. And, you know, what, as you just mentioned, what they said to us was that, you know, over half weren't that supportive or thought that there would be a negative impact if the two referendums went through. So, it probably wasn't too surprising to our Pacific listeners because we know that many in our South Auckland community can be, we can be conservative on certain issues. But I think, you know, it's good to have a survey that showed particularly or shined a light on what our South Auckland community is saying.
Reasons given from respondents for the decision to vote no or yes?
Yeah. So in terms of the legalising cannabis and control bill, what people were saying, for those who thought it would have a negative impact on the South Auckland community, over 70% made that decision based on their concerns for children and young people and their well-being in the community. Other issues that were raised were around gangs, so concerns around gangs and potentially them diversifying. So if they were in selling cannabis, they may move into other drugs or other areas. Also, impact on social issues was raised, and looking at, so one of the themes that came out of the survey and the Talanoa discussions we had was looking at recreational use versus, cannabis becoming more of a coping mechanism for our families, particularly those who are in hardship. And just trying to get through, and we know there's many increasing anxiety and depression in our community at the moment with just what's happened with COVID, people losing jobs, and so people didn't want to see that becoming part of our coping strategy versus in other parts of the country where it may be more recreational use. And reasons that people were positive passing the bill for cannabis. They were, it's already in the community, it's around, so what's the big deal? Dealing with it as a health issue.
Now, there was also a Talanoa for yourselves, a partnership with Community Action on Youth and Drugs, CAID, with Māori and Pasifika South Auckland youth on the cannabis referendum. What were some of the themes that emerged from that Talanoa, please, Rachel?
So, yes, so that's right. We, in addition to the survey, we also did some focus groups or Talanoa sessions with young people, because there's only so much you can get in using a survey. You also want to canvas more broadly what people are thinking and feeling about the issue. And so we wanted to make sure our young people's voices were being heard. I think the key thing that came out of the discussion with our youth was that there's a difference for them between this being an individual choice, and people were kind of like, well, this is relatively, having a relatively neutral view on cannabis when they think about it from an individual perspective, versus the community impact. So when you ask young people about, you know, what impact do you think it will have on the community, then they were more inclined to be against the bill. So that was probably the key finding there. The other thing I wanted to mention was some of the discussion which really started us on this pathway to looking at the survey. It started with our young people, and you know, we thought that the cannabis legalization and control bill would be a top priority for them, but actually it was the End of Life Choice Act that was the one that had a lot of chatter among our youth in South Auckland. And what they were telling us was, well, you know, cannabis isn't new, it's already in the community, but what is this end of life choice? Because that goes against our values. That's not what we've been taught. The other thing they mentioned was using those words end of life. That was, young people described that as a trigger. So they started talking about, when you talk end of life, it reminds them, or they think about suicide. And the final thing they mentioned to us about it was, you know, looking at their grandparents and being concerned about the vulnerable members of their family. And so that they really are quite interested in that End of Life Choice Act referendum.
In terms of participants, age range of those surveyed, can you give us an overview on that?
Yep, so we surveyed around 400 South Aucklanders, and the age range was between 18 to 55 years.
Now, in terms of the survey, are there big concerns of those surveyed?
Yes, so we also asked voters what they thought the key election issues were for South Auckland. And again, probably no surprise to people, but you know, poverty was very high on the list, employment, education, housing was also a big one, and health. And when we asked our young people that issue as well, they talked about environment, they talked about education, and they talked about what we called economic determinants. So that's employment, financial literacy, housing, affordable housing.
In terms of the numbers of those that had already voted or intending to vote on the day, what were the numbers? Hopefully around 100%, no? Yes.
Well, it wasn't far off. So, so we were quite surprised by that. We asked that question, and over 90% for both enrolment and intention to vote, which is really positive.
Man, that's awesome. Now, in terms of the big differences with the My Truth Movement General Election 2020 survey versus the, you know, the ones that we always hear when referencing the elections, Colmar, Brunton poll, etc. Your thoughts on that, please.
So I think both having the structure, Colmar, Brunton polls are important, but also having the place where our people's voices can be heard. And often our issues are not a yes-no issue. They're complex, and so that's why, you know, with the survey was part of it. Talanoa with young people was another part, as well as many of the discussions that we've had in the community leading up to the election. So I think that's probably the key difference, is that we're able to get more of a localised feel around what South Aucklanders are thinking, which is often lost in when you have the national polling.
Would it be fair to say, based on the results from the survey and Auckland, South Auckland in particular, having the largest, you know, Pasifika population concentration, could well represent, you know, Pasifika across the country, Rachel?
I'm sure, you know, because when we look at the findings and why it was that what was influencing people's influencing people's decisions, very much our beliefs and value systems underpin that. So whether that was from a human rights perspective or a faith-based perspective or from our culture, yes. So the answer to your question, I think, is probably that there would be some strong alignment with views from other Pacific communities outside of Auckland.
final words or message to our community, especially, you know, on getting out and voting and having your say tomorrow?
Yep, definitely. We are really encouraging all of our Pacific community to get out and vote. You know, your voice matters. You may not think that it does, but this is such a critical election for our community. You know, we have had COVID. We've also, you know, the country is in a recession. We need to make sure that our voices are heard. The two referendums are very important, and we should be able to put our view across by voting. And, you know, that this is the first part of it. I think the other key message here is that it's about having our voice and our say tomorrow, but it's also about the, you know, the real rebuilding. And whoever the government is that comes in, we need to continue as a community to hold them to account and look at what the policies were that they said they would implement and encourage them to continue with those promises.
Rachel Enosa, Chief Executive of the Cause Collective in Auckland, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it, and keep up the great work. Thank you, Rachel.